as we recognize and celebrate Memorial Day tomorrow, I want to talk about a memorial that we celebrated this morning and some will celebrate in just a few moments, and that's the memorial of the Lord's Supper. And as we read all through the Scripture, God sets lots of memorials for us to learn from and to remember. Memorials of the parting of the Red Sea, feasts that commemorate God's great acts in the lives of His people so that we can teach another generation and so that we can be reminded. And so the Lord's Supper is a memorial, a remembrance of Christ. And when we take the Lord's Supper, we put the passages from 1 Corinthians. And I want us to look at those just for a moment this evening, because they had forgotten the purpose of the memorial. They had forgotten the meaning of the memorial. And they participated in the Lord's Supper, apparently in a way very different than what we do, in that it was a meal. And what we have in the Corinthian church is, seems like everybody kind of brought their own. And we had some folks who had plenty and some who had none, and can you imagine? They didn't share. It's unbelievable, isn't it, that around the table would be the last place that one would not share. But I want to just read this passage. And then there's a reminder here of the seriousness as we take of the feast, of the memorial, what it means to us. In the following directives, Paul says, I have no praise for you, for your meetings do more harm than good. In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions. And to some extent, I believe it. No doubt there are differences among you to show which of you have God's approval. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper you eat, for as you eat, each of you goes ahead without waiting on anybody else. One remains hungry, another gets drunk. Don't you have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you for this? Absolutely not. For I have received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said. And when did he do this? Right. Before he was betrayed. The reason I want to point that out, because what's going to happen in just a couple of hours after this? He's going to be in the garden praying, right? And sweating drops as of blood. I mean, in tremendous agony and emotion as we go through this. The reason we need to rest is we take it. It's not something to be taken lightly, because as Jesus institutes it, it's at the moment of his greatest need. And we're remembering not only the sacrifice, but what Jesus went through. So Paul's saying, at this point, here's when this came about. He said, this is my body. When he took the bread and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks, and this is important, so I'm going to read it again. I'm going to start it over. For anyone who eats or drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. They've died, lest you think they just went to sleep in church, which happens. But that's not what he's discussing. That's another issue. They've died. But what he's saying, and I kind of make light of that, is because some of them were taking it in an unworthy manner. They weren't remembering the body of Christ. What did it become for them? It became a meal, right? It just become social time or time to eat. Now, is there anything wrong with social time? It's really important. It's not what Paul... Paul's not condemning them fellowshipping together. But Paul's saying, at this time when you're around the table, that's not what this is about. Plus, you're not even sharing. You're not remembering the body. You're not sharing together. And for that reason, it has affected you physically. There are those in the Corinthian church who have died because they have taken unworthily of the memorial. They had not remembered. But if we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for each other. If anyone is hungry, he should eat at home, so that when we meet together, it may not result in judgment. And when I come, I will give further directions. Jesus had set a memorial to remember his body. And the time we take is not to satisfy our fleshly hunger. There's an appropriate time for that. And it's not a time to show off our wealth, how much food we've got. I don't guess there's ever a time to show out, but there's a time to eat in abundance and maybe overabundance. You notice I don't speak on gluttony real often. That's not one of the topics. There's a time to eat. But in seriousness, when we come to the memorial, what's it about? It's about, on the first day of the week, remembering the sacrifice and the body of Christ. And it's a serious time because Jesus, in the time of the greatest agony of his life, institutes it. Just remember how important it was to him at the time of his greatest need. He pointed this out and he instituted this. And Paul would say it is of such seriousness that those who have done it inappropriately have been affected not only spiritually but physically. We ought to examine ourselves. And when we take that memorial, Paul doesn't say it to scare them, although it's kind of scary. It is to remind them that this is a memorial that reminds us of Jesus and his life and his sacrifice for us. And that it does reprioritize our lives, doesn't it? When we think about that what Christ has done for us. So tomorrow, and in an appropriate way, we should think about those who have fallen in service to our country. And I hope that tomorrow you will think about that and spend some time on that. But most certainly, as God's people, that when we gather around his table, that we think about the body of Christ and his blood that was shed for us because he was willing to sacrifice one and the great promise that it holds for us. If you need to come tonight, will you do that while we stand and sing?